May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 705. Thou poor, afflicted, tempted soul, with fears and doubts and tempest tossed, what if the billows rise and roll and dash thy ship? It is not lost. The winds and waves and fiends may roar, but Christ will bring thee safe on shore. Hymn 705.
Number of short readings, well, some of them are short readings, so I'll announce them as we go along. First of all, the book of Ruth, chapter 1. Book of Ruth, chapter 1, the reading the first 18 verses. Now it came to pass, in the days when the judges ruled, that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons was Mahlon and Chilion, Ephratites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech's Naomi's husband died, and she was left of her and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. And the name of the one was Orpha, the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return, each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. And the Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. And she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes, that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpha kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, a sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. And the Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded, to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. You now please turn to the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, and we read from verse 8 to verse 14. Luke, chapter 2, verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 13. We read just the first verse. John 13, verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And lastly, John chapter 15. John chapter 15, reading verse 11 to 17. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things have I commanded you, that ye love one another. Here then, we lead the reading of God's word, and may he bless it to us, and help us now to pray. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy mercy and kindness that enables us to come and gather together once again in thy house, this house of God, this spot, this place where thine honour dwelleth, this place, Lord, where thou hast met with thy people in time past. And we pray and we beg and we ask, dear Lord Jesus, thou condescend to come and meet with us here this day. Oh, and dear Lord Jesus, not only meet with us, but speak to us, speak to our souls. Speak to us, dear Lord, because we are fast hastening on to eternity. We're not knowing what a day or an hour may bring forth, but oh, to be ready, to be prepared, to have our receipt stamped and marked paid in the Redeemer's blood, to be forgiven of sin, to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of Jesus, to be clothed in his righteousness. Oh, gracious Lord, do mercifully come, Lord. Oh, and grant, dear Lord, that gracious anointing, that anointing from on high. Oh, the outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. Ye, Lord, thou knowest, seest just how each one comes to chapel this morning. Oh, thou knowest those that may feel to be cast down, burdened. Lord, we pray thou graciously condescend to meet with them. Bless their souls abundantly with thy loving kindness. But dear Lord, we have come this morning to this house of God, this house of mourning. Lord, we pray that thou would help us to commit and commend to thee our dear friends here that mourn. Oh, the loss of a dear one. As we think of our dear departed friend, Lord, for her it is no more sorrow, no more sighing, no more cries, no more tears, oh, but singing around that throne of glory. Oh, what must it be to be there? Ah, Lord, we pray that thy blessing. Dear Lord, she with us here has sung, I love to meet amongst them now, and before thy gracious feet to bow, though vilest of them all. Lord, but she had also said, I cannot bear the piercing thought, what if my name should be left out when thou for them shalt call? She also prayed, prevent it by thy grace, and be thou, dear Lord, my hiding place at this, the accepted day. But now, Lord, she sings, oh, amongst the blessed inhabitants of Zion, are those sinners around thy throne, oh, saved by thy precious blood, Lord Jesus, washed and cleansed. Pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt bless us, Lord, then here. Whilst we grovel here below, we pray, dear Lord, that thou wouldst draw near. So, Lord, we do lovingly commend our dear friend and brother to thee. Undertake for him, graciously help, uphold, blessedly support, and be very near. And, Lord, and it's not just him. Dear Lord, it's the dear children also. Lord, and we lovingly commend to thee. And, Lord, and it's the grandchildren as well. Why, Lord, they've lost a very loving grandmother. And we pray, dear Lord, thou wilt bless them indeed. Oh, be very gracious to them. Lord, each of them, the children and the grandchildren alike, Lord, do abundantly bless. Lord, and there's others, that the family ties, the brothers, the sisters, Lord, here and there, oh, we pray thy gracious help, that blessed support at this time. Oh, Lord, oh, may they feel that underneath are the everlasting arms of love and of mercy. That gracious support, Lord, it comes from above. Then, dear Lord, do hear our prayer. Lord, we do pray then that thou be with us. Lord, we pray then that thou help us now. Dear Lord, we ask, Lord, that thou would lead and guide us this day to thy word. Give and grant to us understanding. Grant a door of utterance. Oh, and Lord, not only grant the door of utterance, but oh, dear Lord, that the words, oh, it may be true of what the dear prophet spoke about, that the word of the Lord shall not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that whereto as pleased to send it. O Lord, we do pray that thou wert mightily and graciously here in this house of God this day. Oh, that thy word may be sent, Lord, with the power and the unction of the Holy Spirit into sinners' hearts. It may be rest there and abide there, and it may bring forth that fruit to thine honour, glory, and thy praise. O Lord, we do beseech thee. Hear then our prayer, we humbly pray. Hear us, Lord, in heaven, thy dwelling place. Lord, do then graciously help. O Lord, we do plead indeed that thou wilt take hold of us each, Lord, and plunge us in that crimson ocean, thy atonement made for sin. Oh, Lord, may each one, Lord, ere any of us, Lord, from the youngest to the eldest, may yet for any of us, Lord, close our eyes in death, oh, being able to say, I'm clean, just God, I'm clean, in and through the merits of thy dear Son. Lord, then do hear our prayer. We pray, dear Lord, that thou would abundantly bless then thy people. We think, Lord, and pray for this church and congregation. Do bless them. Oh, Lord, do graciously work in their midst. And I pray they may be bound together in love and unity in the bond of peace. And thou make thy goodness pass before them. Uphold and strengthen each and every one, we do pray. Oh, Lord, we think of the children, Lord. Oh, Lord, do bless their souls. Oh, that they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. Oh, Lord, we think of the prayer. Lord, we often say it. We often try to pray it. Gentle Jesus, meek and mild, look upon a little child. Pity my simplicity and suffer me to come to thee. And Lord, one is not a little child any longer, but Lord, we still pray, suffer me to come to thee. Oh, and we pray, dear Lord, that we may not ever get beyond it, Lord. Be a sad day if we do. Oh, gracious Lord, do blessedly help. We pray then that thou remember this church, congregation. Bless each one, Lord. Oh, we ask, Lord, that it may be that work of divine grace found in their hearts. Oh, bless their souls. Oh, there may be a seeking of those things which are above. There may be a pressing forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. And, dear Lord, do remember them. Lord, there's the children, there's the young ones. Lord, there are those, Lord, that have started work, no doubt. Lord, we pray thou wilt bless them. Help them, Lord, in their responsibilities. Help them, Lord, to remember that they should be doing it as unto the Lord. Lord, we do pray thou wilt go before the young ones, Lord, in life's pathway, in the untrodden steps, provide for them, provide loved ones, provide homes, Lord, and do thus make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Lord, it may be some, dear Lord, that we know not, but perhaps, Lord, they commence in further education at college or university. Lord, do watch over them, preserve and keep each. Lord, we ask thee to keep them. We need all keeping, Lord. We all need keeping from the influences of this poor, perishing world, the vile influence, the evil influences. Lord, do watch over us. Keep our feet that they slip not, and keep the door of our lips, we do humbly pray. And I pray, dear Lord, that thou art then help, Lord. And Lord, it comes to mind, Lord, of there may be, Lord, some rebels, dear Lord, that have forsaken the ways of God. Lord, no longer wish to assemble in the house of God. Oh, Lord, we do pray that remember the rebels. Oh, Lord. Oh, and that thou wouldst snatch them as brands from the burning, and indeed make them trophies of thy grace. Dear Lord, we've got no stones to throw at them. There go I, there would I have gone, Lord, had it not been for sovereign grace. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou wouldst then arrest them. Oh, Lord, thou hast arrested one and another in time past. Oh, Lord, they may be out today, Lord, doing their own thing, whatever that might be. But, oh, Lord, thou art able to go just where they are. Now, dear Lord, for one's uncle years ago, there he was digging the allotment, but thou didst go to him, and thou didst ask him, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" Oh, and he had to put down the fork, and he had to go home, throw it in the shed, oh, and then return to thy house. Lord, and what we desire to see is some of these things repeated, Lord, in this our day. Oh, that, Lord, souls may be wrought upon by the power and the unction of thy Holy Spirit. Hear then our prayers. We do pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember others, Lord. There's others, Lord, we know of that are also walking in bereavement's path. Comfort their hearts, support them, and be with them. And Lord, and there's others, Lord, in sickness and affliction's path. They're laid low and they're brought low. Dear Lord, could it please thee to lift up the light of thy countenance upon them and give them peace. We think of our friend Margaret Rutt, Lord. We pray for her and a dear one and the family there. Lord, and there's others, Lord, that are in poor and weak health. Lord, some have been under a surgeon's hand. Lord, do bless what has been done to them and for them. We do humbly pray. Oh, and Lord, and do graciously help one another. Lord, we personally don't know those very well, that we do know that there was at least two couples who were married in the past week, Lord. We pray they would go before them in life's pathway, and any others contemplating this. Oh, and dear Lord, do be with each. We pray, O Lord, that thou remember also our land and nation up here. Govern those that govern us. Lead and guide them, dear Lord, in the affairs of state, we pray. Gracious Lord, do blessedly help. Do mercifully appear. Lord, and we pray, Lord, that thou make thy goodness pass before us as a nation, if it could please thee. Oh, and that thou, Lord, we prayed, Lord, for those that rebels that have left and forsaken the house of God. Lord, we pray for those of our fellow countrymen that have never stepped into the house of God. Oh, Lord, do graciously hear prayer. Oh, and pray, dear Lord, thou wilt snatch out that right hand out of thy bosom and work salvation in our midst. Oh, that the empty pews may be occupied with souls seeking mercy and salvation, with true mourners in Zion, with souls hungering, thirsting after righteousness. Dear Lord, do graciously work, we do beseech thee. Oh, Lord, hear then our prayer. Lord, there's others, Lord, there may be. They're in trials, troubles, difficulties. They're like the children of Israel at the Red Sea. They don't know what to do. Lord, there seems to be no way for them. They're boxed in. Oh, Lord, they need thee to make a way for them. Lord, or it may be like those dear women that came to the sepulchre. There's these great stones, Lord, these huge stones, these great difficulties. Lord, that they cannot move themselves. Oh, but Lord, thou art able. There is nothing too hard for thee. Then, dear Lord, do hear prayer, Lord, for such, and make a way where there's no way. Lord, do then mercifully hear our prayers. Oh, undertake for us, Lord. Why, Lord, oh, we thank thee then for all the mercies we have received and enjoy, blessings, for daily needs, food and drink, oh, beds to lie on, roof over our heads, many comforts. Oh, Lord, and to crown it all to say with the dear apostle, and thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. Oh, pray, dear Lord, that thou graciously help us now. We need thee, Lord. We need thy help. We need thee, Lord, to come once more and fulfil thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. And, dear Lord, do come. Bless thy word. Fulfil thy word. Lord, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly wood. Open my lips. Oh, Lord, we plead it all with that dear woman. Lord, help me. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
hymn 957. Why sinks my weak, desponding mind? Why heaves my heart the anxious sigh? Can sovereign goodness be unkind? Am I not safe, since God is nigh? Hymn 957.
Thank you.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention to the book of Proverbs, chapter 17 and verse 17. Book of Proverbs, chapter 17 and verse 17. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. The dear man Solomon had some very wonderful sayings and some blessed, glorious truths that are recorded here in the Word of God, particularly here in Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and the Song of Solomon. This is perhaps, shall we say, one of the choice verses of this book of the Proverbs. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. I don't think, cannot recall ever attempting, trying to speak from this word before. Yes, I have preached from the last verse of the following chapter. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. There's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And here, then, a friend loveth at all times. You know, you see, a friend loves at all times. Hymn writer sums it up like this, doesn't he, about your brothers and mine. Yes, a brother's love is sometimes hot and sometimes cold, but Jesus is the same. Oh, what a mercy that is, that Jesus is the same. A friend loveth at all times. Why, first of all, if the Lord help us to look at this, a friend. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Why, and the Word of God so clearly tells us that this friend, the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, dear soul, he is the friend of sinners. And although there were those in his day, why, how they spoke against him, because, they said, he's gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Yeah. Oh, friends, and what a mercy if he should come and be a guest in your heart and soul and mine. Yes, feeling, yes, that we are indeed sinners, and sinners are the deepest dye. But he's gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Yes, it has been said, yes, and he is, blessed be he is the sinner's friend. Why? Because he loves at all times. He loves at all times. These sinners are you and I. Or why, we sinned against him, have we not? And yet, oh, the amazing grace is, the amazing wonder is, that he still loves at all times. You know, one's mind goes to dear Peter. And Jesus spoke to him, didn't he? Oh, he said, Peter, Satan hath desired to have thee, that he may sift thee as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. You know, I used to think, in my ignorance, I used to think that that word was just to Peter and Peter only. But I say it in my ignorance. But I trust I've been shown differently. Ah, yes. Oh, Satan hath desired to have thee, that he may sift thee as wheat. Well, you know, by the reading of God's word, Peter, he fell, didn't he? He slipped, he stumbled, he crashed. Yes. Yes, he denied any knowledge of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Yes, you might not have denied any knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he says, oh, have you? Have I? Yes. Or, to use that word again, I hope I use it reverently, we've crashed. Oh, yes. We've fallen. Sadly and badly. Ah, yes. But then, a friend loveth at all times. The Lord didn't love Peter's denial. He knew he would do it, but he didn't love his denial. He doesn't love yours and mine. He doesn't love your sins of omission and commission either. Are those false? But here's, yes, you see, the cock crowed, didn't it, with Peter for the third time, the second time, rather. Yes, Peter's now denied three times, and now the cock crows for the second time. Yes. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. You know, there was nothing said, was there? There was nothing need to be said. It was a look. Yes. It was a look, my friends. Yes, of conviction. Yes, and dear Ireland, sometimes you and I, yes, when we've been in sin, and the dear Lord has seen fit to convince us of our sin. Why, whether, yes, wherever we may have been, and you don't need anybody to tell you. You don't need anybody to tell you. It's here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies. Past offences pay mine eyes. That's where Peter was. Yes. And as a result, what does Peter do? Why, he doesn't run away, no. He doesn't run away. But dear soul, he does run to the blessed hiding place. A man shall be as an hiding place. Yes, it's the God-man. It's the friend that loveth at all times. Oh, and we find, yes, the Lord prayed for Peter, that I pray thy faith fail not. There was Peter's safety, security. In the intercessory prayer of the Lord Jesus, there's friend from heaven. This one that had laid by his glory. This one that we read about there in Luke's Gospel. The dear shepherds, why they were full of fear, were they not? Yes, dear Ireland, you and I might be full of fear, but what a mercy the Lord should say, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Yes, for unto you is born this day a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Friend loveth at all times. Yes, and Peter goes out then. I say you can picture him because you picture yourself, don't you? You picture yourself. Hang your head down like a bulrush, ashamed. Like the publican in the temple, smiting on your own breast. Yes. You know the prayer of the publican, don't we? God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Yes. But how much do you and I know of what he was doing, smiting on our own breast? There was the problem. There was a problem. What did Paul say? Oh, wretched man that I am. Yeah. Oh, wretched man that I am. There he is. But a friend loveth at all times. Oh, and whilst Peter, yes, is guilty. Whilst you and I may be guilty, but oh, to know pardoning love. You know, there was that look that the Lord Jesus, you see, it reads, doesn't it? And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. It's all of you and I known what it is for the Lord, as it were, to turn and look upon us. Yes, and that look has brought us to our knees. That look has caused us to weep bitterly, to smite on our breast. Oh, yes. Oh, and to use the language of David, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Oh, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear the voice of joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. But what else did David say? David knew it. Peter knew it. I hope you and I might know it. I hope that maybe a poor sinner here this morning, may you know it. Yeah. Why, David's words were, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. A friend loveth at all times. Ah, yes, yes, ah, he loves at all times. He didn't love Peter's sin, David's sin. He didn't love Richard Field's sin either. And he doesn't love your sin either, dear soul. But what a mercy if he loves your never dying soul. Ah, his love that changes not. You know, reminds me, I'm not sure who it was now, but I understand it was a very true account. Why, there was two men. And they'd met in one of their houses, and one of these men had got a son that was running off the rails, as we say, going astray. And they were talking about him and his activities, and the one said, the visitor said to the father of the son that was running away, well, he said, I know what I'd do if he was my son. And the man said, yes, I know what I would do if he was your son, but he's not, he's mine. Ah, friends. And that's where this is, the friend, a friend loveth at all times. A friend loveth at all times. You got that wonderful parable in the gospel of the father and the prodigal son who had done just what I've said. He's run off and he's gone into paths of sin and iniquity. Yes, this is a sad day here in Swayze Chapel today. But is there one here today that is hard as nails? And you're still going on in sin and iniquity? Oh, that the Lord might graciously arrest that as that prodigal, yeah, he'd spent all that money that he'd been given from his father in riotous living, in sin and iniquity. Is that where your money's going? Is that where your money's going? Stop, sinner, stop, before it's too late. The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. Say it again, in case you haven't heard. The wages of sin is death. And you and I have got to come there. No escape. But let's go back to this prodigal. Ah, you see, it now begins to be in want. Oh, that might be so with you, sinner. That you now begin to be in want. You want something that this world hasn't to give. Ah, yes. He's going to amend his ways. He's going to return to his father's house. I'm not worthy to be called a son. Make me as one of the hired servants. So off he starts. Oh, yes, and he comes back. Ah, a friend loveth at all times. And here his father saw him a great way off. Ah, his own. What did he do? He didn't go and get a rod and start beating him, did he? No. He received him with joy. He fell on his neck, he kissed him. This my son was dead and is alive again. Was lost and is found. Friend loveth at all times, yes, and so does a parent. So does a parent. Oh, yes. There may be some in here, I don't know. I just draw this bow at a venture, no thought speaking like it, but oh, have you got those, yes, your offspring, your children? Ah, you, what do you say? Why, your heart's like this, isn't it? Arrest them, Lord. Arrest them. Stop them. In that downward road to hell, have mercy upon their never dying souls. Snatch them as a brand from the burning. Make them a trophy of thy grace. Cause them to hear thy voice. Oh, and reveal a precious Jesus to their never dying soul. And give them to know that thou art a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. A friend loveth at all times. A friend loveth at all times. Well, yes, a friend then loves at all times. Yes. And the dear Lord Jesus loves his people. He loves his people. And yes, and why we read here a brother is born for adversity. Why I read those verses in Luke's Gospel. Ah, there's the brother. There's the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ that had now laid by his glory and was come to this earth. Yeah. And he came to this earth to suffer, bleed and die. Ah, but more than that, but to pay the price of the redemption of the souls of his people. And that redeeming work, that work of redemption, was that he should indeed shed his own heart's blood. Ah, yes, a brother is born for adversity. Well, yes, oh, there may be a poor sinner here this morning, oh, that feels so far off. Ah, or you say, I don't know where this fits with me. Well, this old brother is born for adversity. There's trouble, isn't there? You're in trouble. You're in deep trouble. Why, this old, there's a debt. You're in debt. Because you have broken God's word, God's command, his laws, his precepts, his exhortations. You've walked contrary to his heavenly mind and will. And you feel there's no hope for your poor never dying soul. a day of trouble, a day of trouble. And indeed, there is no trouble like soul trouble. Soul trouble brings us right down to rock bottom. But as a brother that is born for adversity, it's all as this blessed Jesus. Yeah. You say, but yes, but I'm so bad. I feel so awful, so dreadful. You've got no idea. Well, I have. I have got an idea of what you feel. You feel at your wit's end. Ah, yes. And when they're at their wits' end, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Is that the end of the Bible? No. And he delivered them out of their distresses. It carries on these all. Why? Yes, dear Ireland. It's this brother. It's this dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. You and I are poor worms of the earth. Sinner, vile and base. Poor dependent of his grace. Oh, and yes, and you've crept, as it were, into the chapel. Or perhaps you've gone secretly, you've got your Bible out, something you didn't used to do, but you do now. Get hold of the Bible, and you turn over, you look at this page, you look at that page. This old. And have you come to this page where it reads like this? All that the Father giveth me shall come, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. This is the brother that's born for adversity, the Lord Jesus Christ, the friend of sinners. Loves at all times. I will in no wise cast out. Yes, the vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Friend loveth at all times. A brother is born for adversity. You say, well, can there really be any hope for such as one as I am? Well, dear old, you perhaps will secretly admit to someone very close to you that you do try and pray. You do go to the Lord in prayer. You say, but yes, but your prayers are poor. That's all right. I'm not worried about that. It is hard. But you say, my words are so very few. Well, God be merciful to me, a sinner. That was the publican's prayer. That wasn't a long prayer. And this man went down to his house justified rather than the other and say, my soul, why not for thee? A friend loveth at all times. Yes, he's up, and he looks right into your heart and mine. And he sees those tears of grief and sorrow before him. Oh, that we have been so awful to commit this sin and that sin. Oh, and it's this plea for the Lord for mercy upon my poor never dying soul. What did he say? Hey, this friend of sinners, this brother born for adversity. He said that I came not to call the righteous. Well, you're not putting yourself amongst the righteous, are you? But he did say this, I came to call sinners to repentance. And you can put yourself there, can't you? You can put yourself there. Yes, dear soul, there's hope for your poor never dying soul. In and through the name of this blessed Saviour, this glorious Redeemer. This friend that loves at all times. This brother that is born for adversity. Oh, you know, it is amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. They were the words of John Newton, weren't they? And salvation to poor sinners is amazing grace. A friend loveth at all times. A brother is born for adversity. Yeah. Dear soul, and yes, and he chose a people. It was there in John chapter 15, which we didn't read. But ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Yes, and ordained you. Ah, what a mercy to be chosen. You know, dear soul, what you're going to say. Not so long hence, not far ahead. Why me, why me? O blessed God, why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? Because this friend that loves at all times. Why should he love us? You know, that question is very hard to answer. But I'll turn here to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 6, 7. Thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself. Above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people. For ye were the fewest of all people. This is it. But because the Lord loved you. But because the Lord loved you. So to repeat again the words of the hymn writer, why me, why me? O blessed God, why such a wretch as I? It's because the Lord loved you, chosen yonder back in eternity past. Yes, and this brother is born for adversity. You see, because sin, your sin and my sin, has got to be dealt with. Oh, and to know that your sin and my sin has been dealt with. our dear departed friend, knew what it was to have her sin dealt with, washed away in the precious blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. You see, you're not redeemed with without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. Go back to the Old Testament there, Exodus, Leviticus and so on. Why? Yes, when there were those sacrifices made, why the individuals, the sinners, used to have to bring, an animal to be sacrificed. The high priest would slay that and the blood would be offered to make atonement for their sin. But dear soul, we have no such lengths to go. No. Our dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, God's dear Son, he became the sacrificial lamb, the lamb of, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, said John the Baptist, when he saw the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Ah, whose shoe latchet I'm not worthy to unloose. A friend loveth at all times, a brother is born for adversity. Yes, and the dear Lord Jesus Christ, God's dear Son, yes, he became the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. Ah, yes, and you think of it. From Adam's day to the end of time. We haven't got to the end of time, but dear soul, we're living in time. But oh, dear soul, and we may not see the end of time, but oh, to know that your sin and mine has indeed been atoned for by the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, God's dear Son. A friend loveth at all times, a brother is born for adversity. Why, yes, dear soul, the dear Lord Jesus Christ, why, yes, having loved his own, he loved them unto the end. No name, no rank, no station. He loved them unto the end. And say, my soul, why not for thee? Yes, it's Jesus, God's dear Son, that laid by his glory that came to this earth and suffered, bled and died in the sinner's place, Roman's dead. Amazing grace. And dear soul, yes, why, just to rehearse, call over these things. What did he do? Why, he instituted that ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Then he went out into a garden called Gethsemane. And I love what you read there in Isaiah chapter 53. And it records there, he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. And by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. For he shall bear their iniquities. And dear soul, yes, there he was in Gethsemane's garden. Yes, there's Peter, James and John that are with him. Others are left a little further away, but now he withdraws from them. Oh, he goes a stone's cast. A friend loveth at all times. A brother is born for adversity. And he went a stone's cast. You know, what Luke tells us is so profound, is it not? He's the only one that tells us this. And that is that, well, there's two things Luke tells us that others don't. And that is, first of all, that his sweat, in, as it were, great drops of blood fall into the ground. But he also tells us this. And prior to that, it reads, being in an agony, his sweat, as it were, great drops of blood fall into the ground. Being in an agony. Friends, and if you and I get a sense of our sin and our iniquities. We shall understand why he was in an agony. We will. Ah, my sin alone, so great, so great. Some of you may know at the present moment we've been staying down at Willstead with the friends down there. And you can see those great big hangars at Cardington, massive buildings. And I said this the other day. Do you think those buildings could hold all the paper? Yes, if my sins were written on a piece of paper, would those buildings be big enough to hold my sins, the catalogue of them? Friend loveth at all times. Brother is born for adversity. Why, this holy, when Jesus was there sweating blood, he was also in prayer. He was also in prayer to his Father. And his prayer was this: if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. This cup of the vindictive wrath of God against sin. Oh, and it was being laid upon the beloved Son of God. It laid upon this brother that was born for adversity, for this day of trouble of your sin and mine. It laid upon him. Oh, but that wasn't the end of the prayer. And that's what's so amazing. And he should continue. Oh, nevertheless. Yes, I may have said this before, but it's so true. Probably the greatest word it is to me. The greatest word in the whole of the scriptures of truth. Nevertheless. Not my will, but thy be done. Ah, friend loveth at all times, a brother is born for adversity. Yes, dear soul. Ah, yes. He took the robe the Saviour wrought and wrapped it all around. What did the dear hymn writer say to us here? Oh, on this sweet, gracious subject. Why? He loves his people. Great and small and grasping hard, embraces all and nor the soul apart. It goes on. His love before all time began, and through all time it will remain and evermore endure. Though rods and frowns are sometimes broad and man may change, he changes not. In love, his love abideth still. A method strange his friend has shown of making love divinely known to rebels doomed to die unasked. He takes our humblest form, condescends to be a worm to lift us up on high. The Lord demanded blood for blood, and out he lets his vital flood to pay the mortal debt. Tore through life, pants through death, cries with his expiring breath, 'tis finished and complete. A friend loveth at all times, a brother is born for adversity. Yes, dear soul. And see, he cries it. I refer to this once again. Psalm number 40 in the last verse, I believe it is. Yeah. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. And here's how. And when Jesus was there in Gethsemane's garden, with his mouth in the dust, sweating, great drops of blood falling to the ground, praying to his Father, that this cup to pass from me, yet he suddenly changes and says, nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. He desired, yes, to think that he should think on you and I. Yet, a poor and needy, yet, a sinner vile and base, yet, the Lord thinketh upon me. And he would, he went forward, he knew what was going to happen. He was going to be crucified on the cross at Calvary. But his love was so great, so immense. Oh, yes, even for the very worst of sinners. But that's what he came to save. He came to save the very worst of sinners. So don't give up. Press on. Press forward. A friend loveth at all times, a brother is born for adversity. I had thought I was going to speak a few words, what we read in the book of Ruth, but you see, there was a providential matter, so to speak. Why, the Lord raised up dear Ruth for Naomi. And these two went on. They went on together. They returned to Bethlehem, Judah. Oh, the blessed outcome of it all. Oh, friend, love it at all times. A brother is born for adversity. Amen.
God willing, Sunday school will be on Zoom this afternoon. Mr. Gilbert Hyde is engaged to preach on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. Our closing hymn is 1018. At anchor laid, remote from home, toiling I cry, sweet spirit come. Celestial breeze, no longer stay, but swell my sails and speed my way. Hymn 1018.
Thank you.
humbly pray that thou wilt bless thine own word and pardon all amiss. Meet with us here, help those children at Sunday school, and bless us now. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us each now and always.